Bible Study Vibes is an engaging and interactive YouTube series dedicated to exploring the depths of Scripture and fostering spiritual growth. Each episode delves into specific Bible passages, offering insights, reflections, and practical applications for everyday life. This series aims to create a supportive community where viewers can share their personal experiences, learn from one another, and grow in their faith. Now, whether you're a seasoned believer or just beginning in your spiritual journey, Bible Study Vibes provides a welcoming space to deepen your understanding of God's Word and strengthen your relationship with Christ. All right, everybody. Welcome back to Bible Study Vibes. Been a small hiatus, but we're back for the month of July. And today is our first week of our new month's journey, which is living out the fruits of the Spirit. And we're in week number one, which is embracing Christian values. So today we're going to talk about the focus, which is the fruits of the Spirit. Obviously, we're going to read Galatians chapter 5 with an emphasis on verse 22 and 23 and reflect on the significance of these virtues in the Christian life. And we're going to discover how love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control can transform our daily walk with Christ and strengthen our community relationships. So I just ask that you join us as we dive into practical application of these fruits and growing together in Jesus' name. So I'm going to read Galatians chapter 5, and then we're going to really foot stomp on verses 22 through 23. And I'm your host, Haji, of course. Got Destiny, Alex, and Kaya with me today, and we're going to all give our input so that we can help people in the future and right now. So Galatians chapter 5. Let me read. So freedom in Christ. So Christ has truly set us free. Now make sure that you stay free. Don't get tied up against any slavery into the law. Listen, I, Paul, tell you this. If you are counting on circumstances to make you right with God, then Christ will be no benefit to you. I'll say it again. If you're trying to find favor with God by being circumcised, you must obey every regulation in the whole law of Moses. For if you are trying to make yourselves right with God by keeping the law, you have been cut off from Christ. You have fallen away from God's grace. Verse 5, but we who live by the Spirit eagerly wait to receive by faith the righteousness God has promised to us. For when we place our faith in Christ Jesus, there is no benefit in being circumcised or being uncircumcised. What is important is faith expressing itself in love. You were running the race so well. Who has held you back from following the truth? It certainly isn't God, for he is the one who called you to freedom. This false teaching is like a little yeast that spreads throughout the whole batch of dough. I am trusting the Lord to keep you from believing false teachings. God will judge that person, whoever he is, he or she, who has been confusing you. Verse 11 says, dear brothers and sisters, if I were still preaching that you must be circumcised, as some say I do, why am I still being persecuted? If I were no longer preaching salvation through the cross of Christ, no one would be offended. I just wish that those troublemakers who want to mutilate you by circumcision would mutilate themselves. Verse 13, for you have been called to live in freedom. But my brothers and sisters, but don't use your freedom to satisfy your sinful nature. Instead, use your freedom to serve one another in love. For the whole law can be summed up in this one command: love your neighbor as yourself. Shout out to OSG. Verse 15, but you are always biting and devouring one another. So watch out, beware of destroying one another. Verse 16 says, so I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. The sinful nature wants you to do evil, which is just the opposite of what the Spirit wants. And the Spirit gives us desires that are the opposite of what the sinful nature desires. These two factors are constantly fighting each other. So you are not free to carry out your own good intentions. But when you are directed by the Spirit, you are not under obligation to the law of Moses. When you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear: sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, dissension, division, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and other sins like these. But let me tell you again, as if I have before, that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God. Verse 22 is our highlighted verses. It says, but the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. It produces love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed the passions and desires of their sinful nature to his cross and crucified them there. And I'm going to finish with verse 25 and 26. It says, since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. Verse 26 in closing says, let us not become conceited or provoked, or provoke one another or be jealous of one another. That is Galatians chapter 5. And I appreciate you guys for listening to me read that. And now we're about to dive into the questions and extra verses that go with it. But before we dive into that, does anybody have any feelings, or has God said anything to you through Galatians chapter 5 that you would like to share with everybody?
One verse that stood out to me, that one section when it said that don't use your freedom for fulfilling your own desires, that really stood out because we have so much time on our hands, you know. And it was just the 4th of July, you know, we've had so much freedoms granted to us by people sacrificing. And it's like, how do we use that freedom, you know, to further the kingdom? This got me thinking.
That's like, real.
How do I use my time to serve the Lord?
That's real, yeah. Too, right? You got a lot of money.
Yeah, how do you use what God's giving you to further his kingdom? Or do you just use it for yourself, you know? It just, that one section just struck me. I'm like, ooh. Because I know that's, I can be better with my time management, you know, with spending more time with God.
Amen. Shoot. We got a couple scriptures to go along with that. But does anybody else have any more input? Cool beans. So I'm always going to try and feed people the word. So we got additional scriptures to go along with Galatians chapter 5. We have John 15 and 5, which says, Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. That verse really emphasizes the importance of abiding in Christ to bear spiritual fruit and understanding our dependence on him for growth. You have Ephesians chapter 5, which I love Ephesians chapter 5. Verse number 9, it says, for the fruit of the light consists in all good things, righteousness, and truth. That passage highlights that living in the light of Christ produces fruit characterized by goodness, righteousness, and truth. Colossians chapter 1, verse 10 says, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God. That verse was encouraging believers to live in a way that honors God, bearing fruit through good works and growing in knowledge of him. Two more verses. It says, Matthew 7, 16 and 17, by their fruit you will recognize them. And do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit and every bad tree bears bad fruit. You know, Jesus teaches that true character is revealed by one's action, just like Destiny was talking about, comparing people to trees that are known by the fruit that they produce. And finally, Philippians chapter 1, verse 11 says, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Christ Jesus, to God the glory and praise. That verse speaks about being filled with righteousness and fruit through Christ, which brings glory and praise to God. So, our questions for this week, got five of them, like we always do. It says, how can we actively cultivate the fruit of love in our daily interactions? So, how can we grow love in our daily interactions?
I think that You have to be with God in order to be able to do anything. Mm-hmm. Because you're going to, if you try to do it on your own, you're going to burn yourself out trying to love on people. Because people aren't going to be very loving back all the time. So it's not so much what you can do, it's how you can be closer to God and just try to emulate what, you know, his attitude towards people. Because that love is infinite.
Amen, brother. I agree. Most definitely got to have God. Yeah. That's one of the fruits of the Spirit. So we got the Holy Spirit working in us. God working in us. We're going to live in that. So question number two, it says, in what ways can you experience and share the fruit of joy regardless of your circumstances? Oh, I'm going to take this one.
Okay.
So last year, grandma passed away. And we know that she, like, just constantly reminding ourselves about where grandma is, you know, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. That's what that scripture was talking about. And just dwelling in the hope that there is more to this life than what we can physically see. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if we want people to be or have joy, mm-hmm. we have to let them know that, hey, man, or hey, ma'am, hey, man, or hey, ma'am, this world is going to come to an end one day. And although we may be hungry or although we may be struggling for money or something, mm-hmm. those things are just temporary. But if we got this life that's eternal, like if we have life through Christ that's eternal, mm-hmm. then we're going to live forever in a place that is eternal, where the streets are literally paved in gold. So yeah, mm-hmm. that like literally we're going to walk on what people fight for now. So that's how I have joy. I'm like, you got to keep perspective. Mm-hmm. All right, question number three. How can you pursue peace and promote it within your community?
I like to be the mediator between people. Mm-hmm. A lot of the conflict is often just from people not understanding each other. So I always try to, you know, help people out by helping them understand each other.
That's real. And, you know, confusion comes from the enemy. So I see how you're trying to bring peace to the situation. Yeah.
For me, it'd be removing myself from gossip, because a lot of what my coworkers like to do is gossip about each other. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of day shift versus night shift and that person versus that person. So just trying to remove myself or guide the conversation in a way that's not so negative all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's real. Yeah, I mean, we can remove ourselves from gossip, and yeah, that's cool. I like that, because we got some of that at my job too. It happens.
It's easy to get caught up in it too. You know, mm-hmm. I catch myself and I'm like, oh shoot, I shouldn't be.
Get caught up in the dirt. Yeah, this ain't TLC, man. We gotta be. no shade to them. All right, what are practical ways to demonstrate patience and kindness in your relationship?
Oh, that's what the end of that question says.
In yeah. your relationship. Yeah. Right.
I well, I would say that,
Bill trying to give me a
She's trying to weigh in on the
You gotta say Bill. No, you're good.
No, you're good. You're good.
But yeah, I think emulating Christ is just the best way, and really the only way to go, you know, because us by nature, we're impatient, we're mean. People can be so mean, but you know, really like cultivating the fruit of that Spirit, and you know, reminding ourselves that we need to be more Christ-like, and you know, hold empathy for each other, and you know, be slow to anger, and you know, just encouraging to other people, just like Christ was to us, I think is the best way to go for that. And I think Belle agrees.
Belle said amen. Okay. Thank you. That was real. And then the last question that we had was, how can you strengthen your self-control and faithfulness in your walk with Christ? So Does anybody have anything before I go in? Because I have a little something.
You go ahead.
Yeah, so basically when it comes to self-control and our walk with and our faithfulness with our walk with Christ, we have to constantly remind ourselves about God's goodness. Like, we got to constantly remind ourselves that the world's best cannot even touch what God got in store for us. Like, the enemy tries to trade in, like, he tries to get us to trade in, like, love for less or things of that sort, mm-hmm. or tries to make us play FIFA when we need to be reading our Bible or something like that.
You're so funny.
I mean, I'm calling myself out on that one. Like, you know, like, we got to attack the idols in our lives, and we can do that by fasting and by praying and just having an accountability partner, you know what I'm saying? Which, and some people, that's their own partner that they have, you know? And the others, they got to, you know, go out of their comfort zone and get people to, you know, help them grow. And that's where we get, you know, expressions of community. So how can the fruits of the Spirit help us in our own community? And I'm going to go around the room and just ask you guys to name one fruit of the Spirit, and I'm gonna say, how do you think that you can help foster that in the community?
Ooh.
Yeah, so I'm gonna go around. So I'm gonna start with my very own. Come on, Kaya, give me one fruit of the Spirit and tell me how. Yep, there you go.
On the spot.
On the spot.
Kindness was a fruit of the Spirit, right?
Yep.
Okay, and how can I foster that in the community?
You do it all the time.
Kind.
You do it all the time.
What do I do all the time?
You go and just talk to neighbors.
Yeah. I would say that's just being kind.
There you go.
You know, leading by example. And other people are going to see that and be like, you know, she's a nice person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to talk to her next time I see her. And then, oh, I'm going to talk to my other neighbor next time I see them. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, and just helping spread that kindness by leading.
All right, ladies first, Destiny.
Was gentleness one of them?
Sure.
We got bad memory over here.
Yeah, we went through it, y'all. But gentleness.
It's funny you guys were talking about the fruit of the Spirit because I was watching a YouTube video today about, you know, being the power of silence and being slow to speak, and the lady was talking about cultivating a gentle spirit and how powerful that can be, not just within your home, but out in the community. So being essentially like being slow to speak and quick to listen to people,
mm-hmm.
especially, you know, within a marriage when people are sleep deprived or hangry or both are had a long day, you know, just being slow to speak is saved me a lot, you know, when I'm like, oh, I didn't fully understand that, or I'm really glad I didn't say that because I wasn't, you know, understanding. So
mm-hmm.
that's one way. Just being silent is powerful. It's like peace and gentleness kind of coexist at the same time with that.
Mm, yeah. She took two of them mugs. Yeah. Okay, go ahead. All right, Big Al.
Big
I was going to say for myself, that's the one thing that I, peacefulness, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you, I just crave peace. I like to create peace. I love everything about peace. Peace and quiet. and then if I had to pick a second, I'd say patience.
You were taking mine. I respect it.
Oh.
I'm yep, time for another one. I said number one last. Yep. There you go. Yeah, so we already done said peace. We said kindness. We said goodness. We said gentleness. He said patience, which is forbearance in this one. I'm going to say love and self-control. So I can be a very loving individual and always smiling and always bubbly and trying to talk to people. Y'all know that. Mm-hmm. Self-control will be not letting that get the best of me.
Mm.
So sometimes when it comes to self-control, we can try and do too much of a good thing.
Mm.
Yeah, so you got to along with self-control comes boundaries.
Yeah.
So you got to make sure that, you know, as leaders, as men, or as just Christians, we can be nice and bubbly and gentle and kind, but we know God is a God of boundaries as well. So yeah, that is something that we have to establish as well. So make sure that we establish healthy boundaries, mm-hmm, safe boundaries, nice boundaries, mm-hmm, and then let that be known so that there is no confusion going on, and mm-hmm, that there's no circus going on around us. And I could do that at work. I could do that at home. And just, you know, whenever we do have children, Lord willing, life lasting, that as well. Like, hey, guys, you can't do that. You know, we got to do this. That is real.
There's time and place for everything.
Time and place for everything. Well, y'all, we really appreciate y'all for coming. I appreciate y'all for listening. Be sure to tune in to Bible Study Vibes. We try and do it every Sunday, but today was Monday. So we can do it at any time, any place that God tells us to. We most definitely are going to let God have his way. We're going to close out in prayer. And then, yeah. So let's get it. Father God, we thank you for this daytime privilege and opportunity. We thank you for everything that you are and everything that you continue to do. We pray for peace, pray for knowledge, pray for understanding. Pray that you just have your will and have your way. Father God, we thank you for all your fruits of the Spirit. Father God, I pray that we use it more and more in our lives, and that we share it with each other, and that we continue to live in love and allow your Son and allow your Holy Spirit. We pray that we allow your Son to be our example. Pray that your Holy Spirit just works in us and through us. And we pray that we just depend on you more and more each and every day so that we live our lives. We still just pray your Son's mighty majestic name. In Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you for joining us today for this episode of Bible Study Vibes. We hope you found some inspiration and encouragement in today's discussion. If you enjoyed this video, please give it a thumbs up and share it with your friends. But don't forget to subscribe to our channel and click the notification bell so you never miss an episode. You can find more Bible Study Vibes content on our YouTube page at Our Street Gospel. And follow us on Instagram and Facebook under the same name. For daily inspiration and updates, join our growing community and continue to grow in faith with us. Until next time, stay blessed and keep diving into God's Word. Deuces.